Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
It's tricky, right? Because we follow the one who came, who proclaims, who we proclaim, or who Pilate proclaimed, or someone proclaimed, was the king. And Jesus says his kingdom is not from here. It's not like any kingdom we know or understand or have any sense of. And it certainly, at least in my understanding, doesn't look like any kingdom as we humans have defined it, right? Because the things that we've done with kingdoms and power and kingship, they don't look like what Jesus says in the Gospels. They don't look like justice for all and inclusion and love your neighbor and share what you have. They don't look like that. But that's who we testify to. We follow the one who came to show us how to live. And what he meant when he talked about that, at least in my reading of the Gospels, was love your neighbor. Love your neighbor the way that you love yourself, or maybe wish you loved yourself. And so we have come to the end of the church year with that lovely reading from John, which we'll get to visit again at Easter, so maybe we can pull it apart then. But tonight, what I want us to do is think about this definition of kingdom, this definition of kingdom that looks like love and accountability, and more people getting to hear what that love and accountability looks and feels like. So earlier this year, I think in October, I'm looking at Lisa and Richard, the St. Bee's discernment group got together with the leaders of the small groups in our community, and we spent half a day together kind of talking about where we've been and where we're hoping to go. And Ben was there too. I don't want to exclude you, Ben. And so we came up with this statement about who we hope we'll be, or who we'll maybe grow into be in the next year. And what we hoped we might do is grow in love and in accountability and in numbers. We hope more people will come and see what we have to offer. And so what I'm asking you tonight to do is help me to create a vision board for what that looks like for us. And even if you aren't a member yet, even if this is your very first time joining us, you might have some sense of what that looks like or feels like. We're held in this community not just by the people who show up here on Sunday nights, but also by a wider community, right? There's the wider cathedral community who are amazing and who have loved us into being. And there's a whole other community of kind of vicarious attenders, people for whom they kind of pay attention to what we're up to but don't actually ever show up, and they hold us in prayer and love. And so even if this is your first time here, you may be fit in one of those, and that's great. There are some non-negotiables in this community. So one is that we hold the sacredness of every human here. And when we speak, we do our best to speak in love. That's a non-negotiable. We also are really clear about our affirming status. So that means that we hold sacred the LGBTQ2S community, and we're really clear that we are either members of that community or allies of that community. So when we think about accountability and love, we include that within our definition. So what I'm hoping you will help me do, and I've kind of tried to depict that a little bit. This is my contribution. I'm not going to contribute more. The rest is your vision. So this is mine. That we follow Jesus Christ, the one whose kingdom doesn't look anything like kingdoms as we've defined them, but a kingdom based on love and enough. We are affirming, so I've done my best to kind of sticker the LGBTQ2S flag, and also the trans flag made from leftover ribbons from last week when we celebrated Trans Day of Remembrance. I didn't pull them off. They're not prayers that were prayed into last week. They were extras, just so you know. I didn't, like, cut up someone's prayer flags. There's also magazines, there are letters, there are numbers, there are pens, there are weird tape things that scrapbookers use. Sorry if you're a scrapbooker. Maybe it's not weird to you. And so what I'm hoping is that you'll spend a few minutes thinking about what does it look like for a community to grow in love and accountability and numbers. There might be a word or an image that comes to you. And when you're ready, come up. Have a flip through a magazine. Cut it out. There's glue. I figured out that this glue does stick to this thing I crafted today to make sure it worked. Or write the word. Whatever. It doesn't have to be done in silence. You might need to talk to your neighbor about this, and that's just fine. Silence is for when we pray. This is an interactive community activity. And we'll just take the rest of our time where we would normally hear me talk and then you talk, just to think and to come up as you're ready. And let's create what our vision looks like as we grow together in love, accountability, and hopefully numbers. Yeah. Yeah, so you can come up, cut out the images. There are pictures in this binder. You're allowed to take a sheet out of that. There might be something here. There might be a word. There might be some of this tape that you can stick on. And so it can look like whatever we create tonight. And that will help us to be intentional. Some of us are heading on to retreat starting on Friday, and we're going to bring this with us so that we can pray over it. We're going to bless it tonight. And I also, before I stop talking, want to commend you as we begin our next year, beginning next Sunday, as we move into Advent. Advent is an incredibly special time in this community. It's our season of testimony, and it is my absolute favorite. So we continue with not sharing into Advent, but the folks that are giving their testimonies will share their testimony. We will sit in silence and prayer together and listen to them. And so this year we get to listen to Kenny next week, and we get to listen to Lisa, and we get to listen to Bill, and we get to listen to Lorianne. And so I invite you to end this year with us by holding these intentions, and begin next year by listening to where God is already for some of our community members.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the Cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.